If you're taking a class, like say you're going through college, right? If you're taking a course that you need to take because you want that the degree in that field, and you don't understand it, get tutoring. Start the very first week. If you know that you're not understanding it, get some tutoring, because if you don't, you're not gonna get tutoring, and you're not gonna understand it all the way up until the final month of class, and you're gonna be like, "Hey, I need tutoring." It's too late, because at that point you don't know and you don't understand. It's and you can't go back. I mean, you can try like the last month, just cram it all in, start from the beginning and go through the end. You can, I mean, I've done that before, where like I got to like mid class, and I was like, "Oh shoot, man, I really don't know this stuff. I gotta say something." So I got down to it, and I started from the beginning, and I would focus just on that class. I had other classes too, but I would focus on just that class. Start from chapter one, boom, boom, two, three, four, as much as I could do for that day, and then do it again the next day. Boom, boom, get it out of the way, and just cram it all in there to try to bring myself up to speed. Along with that, I would ask people. I would get tutored, and I would ask people for help. Hey, man, I would go to the guidance center or whatever, and ask for help. And the tutor knew a lot of stuff, and this was in mathematics. For programming, it was kind of hard, because the guy that was tutoring, he just wanted to be there just to get the paycheck. It sucked, man. I was like, "Dude, what? You're supposed to be helping people, and you're just sitting here on your butt, not doing nothing. You're not even helping. I should have complained about that guy, but I didn't." So I found another student that knew more than me, and he was tutoring me, and I know I got so much knowledge from him, more than the actual tutor that was at the school. My point is, get help from people like to help you with this stuff. And if you don't want to do, if you feel like you're not cut out for this stuff, and you don't want to do this, and you want to do something else, do something else. But don't give up because it's hard, and don't stop because you're behind. Catch up. Catch up. Like, do it. Don't have an excuse. Don't wait till the last minute to ask for tutoring. Ask right now when you have the chance. Catch up. Get it out of the way, that way you can move on to the next step. I've been there. I know what it's like. I know what it's like not to say nothing and then have go through the whole semester. I took economics 3 times. 3 times. 3 times. The professor was so felt sorry for me the last third time, and he's like, "You know what? You already took it twice. This is one of the last classes you need to take to get your degree. Here, you can have it." You know what I mean? Because he knew I was a music major, and he was like, "You already took it twice. Here, pass it. You don't even, I mean, just go." So, and I'm not saying to do that. I'm just saying, like, I've been there to where it's like I had to take a class more than once because I decided not to ask for help. That's why I say ask for help. It will help in the long run. And do not use you not understanding because you've refused to ask for help as an excuse to quit. That's not an option. Don't do that. Understand the stuff, get help, get a tutor, find a tutor, find somebody in your class, get outside of your comfort zone, because if you're prideful about it and you don't want to ask, it's only going to hurt you in the long run. Because when it comes to learning, we have to humble ourselves to learn. We have to. Like, how else are we going to learn if we don't humble ourselves? And when I say humble, that means like, set aside your pride that you don't know nothing, and go and ask. Simple as that, y'all. You got this. We got this. We can do this. I mean, this is a part of life. I mean, for anything. If computer science is not something that you want to do, I mean, that's fine. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Say you want to do like accounting or some kind of business management or something like that. Hey, I'm all for it. Go ahead and do that. I'm not saying you have to program. But what I'm saying is, don't quit because you don't understand, or because you refuse to ask for help because you don't understand. That's on you. There's no excuse. you got to do this. You got to take, you got to do the, put in the work that it takes. You got to put in the hard work of asking for help. It's hard, especially if you're like an introvert and you don't want to, you don't talk to much people. You got to come out of your shell to get help. YouTube's not working. Blog posts aren't working. The next thing that you got to resort to is actual human person. A human that will talk to you face to face. Look, this is how you do it. I understand this. Boom, 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 boom. You're on to the next step.